So that's the scene at the Cairo airport. We're still monitoring Tahrir Square, the center of battles between President Hosni Mubarak's opponents and supporters. That battle raises a question that we put to journalist Ashraf Khalil in Cairo. We spoke with him early today. Other than security forces, police, and so forth, who in the streets is still favoring Hosni Mubarak as president of Egypt?
Well, I think you're going to get different camps. You're going to get a large percentage of citizens who do view him as kind of a stern but benevolent father figure who, you know, has tried to keep stability in a treacherous region. And you're going to also get people who have benefited from the Mubarak regime, whose stability and incomes are tied to it, and that's not a small number. And then you're going to get people who are, if not supporters of Mubarak, content with the latest stance and don't see the reason for further protests, for further disruptions of daily life. They're happy to see him go, but they don't see any reason to hound him from the stage and humiliate him on the way out.
Humiliation, that would be the thing that some people would be against here.
Absolutely.
Because why? Is there still some respect for Mubarak and for his record?
Keep in mind, he is a genuine war hero, and he has been around for a long time, and he has positioned himself as sort of father of the nation. I mean, it would be inaccurate to say that everyone here hates Mubarak. No.
Can you give me an idea of what it feels like in the last 24 hours to be in that square as things have become more and more turbulent?
Well, in Tahrir, there is a lot of concern. There is some fear. There's a lot of anger. Their numbers are a little bit thin, and it was hard work for them to block all the 9 or 10 streets that lead into Tahrir. It's a huge square with a lot of entry points. So I think they're tired. There's wounded there, they're undersupplied, and they are probably wondering if people are going to come and help them, if reinforcements are on the way. But there is also a lot of defiance. You know, the people that are still in Tahrir have essentially been fighting street battles for a week now. They're getting pretty good at it.
When you say people are wondering if reinforcements are going to arrive, I wonder if reinforcements are not going to arrive because Mubarak did make this announcement that he would be leaving, even if not right away.
Well, I mean, I think that particular stance that he took, that, okay, I'm leaving, but you're not going to hound me from the building, is calibrated to split away a portion, to satisfy a portion of the people, and to further paint the protesters as irrational, as just wanting too much. But the protest organizers are calling for a huge protest tomorrow, are calling for a huge mobilization tomorrow. So I think the question today is, can the protesters hold Tahrir until Friday?
Ashraf Khalil is a senior reporter for Al Masri Al Yom in Cairo. That means the Egyptian Today. He also writes for Foreign Policy magazine. Thanks very much.
No problem.
And let's recap a few developments of the morning. Egypt's prime minister has apologized for the attack by regime supporters in central Cairo yesterday. He says, "I offer my apology for everything that happened yesterday because it's neither logical nor rational." He said it was a blatant mistake and he wants to investigate and determine who was behind it. And let's remember that the question here at the moment is not whether Mubarak leaves power, but when he leaves. European leaders have weighed in. The leaders of France, Germany, Britain, Italy, and Spain today put pressure on Mubarak for a political transition that they say must start now. That is their statement, and we'll bring you more as we learn it on Morning Edition from NPR News.